A very good evening and a very warm welcome back to the Market Closing Podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh. Let's see how the chips fell in the stock market today.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
As is our norm here, the podcast is going to be divided into three parts. We'll talk about how the markets behaved, which were some stocks that made all the noise in the stock market. And finally, we move out of the Lal Street and, well, Bandra Kurla Complex, which is precisely where the National Stock Exchange offices are, to see what happened in the rest of the world. Let's dive right in. Let's start with how the markets closed. Well, the last hour of trade today was a fairly dramatic one. The bulls pushed through, meaning the stock market went up and closed higher by over 100 points, helped by gains in ICICI Bank, which was largely short covering. I'll tell you what short coverings are in just a bit. Followed, of course, by Reliance Industries and Mahindra & Mahindra. So yesterday I told you that ICICI lost about 6%, and today I'm telling you that the stock exchange was helped by gains in ICICI. What does it mean? Well, it were short coverings. What is a short covering? Short covering is essentially buying back borrowed securities in order to close an open short position. So all of that might not make sense to you, but let me give you an example. So for example, let's assume that I sold short 100 shares of company ABC at 20 rupees per share. So this is me selling it short, and that was based on my view that these shares were headed lower. And now when these shares have come lower, from 20 rupees, let's say now to 15 rupees, I buy these 100 shares back of ABC company in order to cover my short position. And in the process, I've made 500 rupees. And that is precisely what a short covering means, and that is precisely what happened in the market today. So maybe a few people had sold short their ICICI stock and now they've bought it back, which is why ICICI saw as much activity as it did today, up almost 3.9%. The market was helped by gains in ICICI Bank, but that was largely short coverings. Moving on to the Nifty 50 index, which is a pack of 50 stocks on the National Stock Exchange, which is located in Bandra Kurla Complex, I hasten to add. The index was trading above its short-term moving average and it reclaimed 10,250 levels in trade today. So bulls finally managed to defend the 10,200 level, although it did seem a little touch and go sometime during the afternoon when the bears managed to claw it down to below 10,200 levels, but by the time the market closed, it did go above the 10,200 mark. So in summary, the Lal Street's sensitive index, that is Sensex, closed 115 points higher or 0.35% up at 33,370, staying put on Mount 33K, and Nifty 50 rallied 33 points higher or 0.33% at 10,245, maintaining steady above the 10,200 mark. What happened in small cap and mid cap indices? Well, small cap ended 1.3% higher, while the mid cap index ended 0.92% up. So which were the sectors that did well on the BSE Sensex? Well, power, banks, PSUs rose over 1%, while consumer durables and auto stocks saw some amount of profit booking. Overall, 28 stocks on the NSE hit a fresh 52-week high, while over 70 stocks on the BSE rose to fresh 52-week highs. And these 70 stocks included names like Bajaj Electricals, MRF, Nestle India, Britannia, IndusInd Bank, Indigo, Apollo Tyres, among others.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
So that's how the stock markets behaved. Let's see which stocks were in news today. We start with banks. Well, banks never go out of news, do they? PSU bank stocks gain after banks were allowed to spread out provisioning to cover losses on their government bond portfolio across four quarters, which came as a relief for banks who would have otherwise faced an immediate hit to their bond portfolio due to rising yields. As a result of this announcement, Bank of India stocks went up 2.9%, Syndicate Bank 2.5%, Bank of Baroda 2.4%, Union Bank of India, SBI and Indian Bank all traded up in the region of 1 to 2%. Moving on, Axis Bank stocks were in the news today. The Reserve Bank of India, late on Monday, dropped Axis Bank from a list of banks it had cleared to import gold and silver, that is bullion, in the current financial year that began the 1st of April. We don't yet know the full details of why that might have been the case, but we will, of course, keep you abreast of that information as well. Stocks did close higher, however, 1.02% up specifically at 503.3 rupees. Some of the top ralliers today, Motherson Sumi Limited shares jumped as much as 6% in trade after it agreed to acquire Radel Automotive Group for about $201 million. The France-based Radel, which is a privately held company controlled by Cerberus Capital Management, manufactures interior parts of vehicles for customers. There was a 6% jump in today, but the stocks eventually closed 2.7% higher at 332.35 rupees. Some other stocks that saw great rallies today, Govind Rubber 12%, Goodyear 6.3%, Balkrishna Industries as much as 6.8%, shares of Apollo Tyres went up 2%, TVS Sri Chakra ended 1% higher, MRF rose as much as 3.3% to an all-time high of 75,764, SEAT Limited jumped as much as 3.7%. So overall, auto ancillary sectors involving things like tyres had a good strong day at the stock market today. Tata Chemicals gained as much as 3.6% as investors bet on Motilal Oswal's view on the stock. Motilal Oswal believes that the company will use cash cows to invest in growth businesses and will focus on consumer and specialty products. It expects the existing salt distribution network to boost consumer business. So based on what Motilal Oswal, a brokerage firm, had to say about the future of Tata Chemicals, the stocks went up as much as 3.6%. So if these were all the stories of things going up and up, there was one down story. Galaxy Surfactants shares touched a 52-week low of 1,430 as the company received Form 483 for two of its facilities. Now, what is Form 483? It's something issued by the US FDA, which is the American regulator, and the stocks closed 2.3% lower at 1,462. And when is an FDA Form 483 issued? Well, it is issued to firm management at the conclusion of an inspection when an investigator has observed any conditions that in their judgment may constitute violations of the Food, Drug and Cosmetic Act, that is FD&C Act, and related acts. FDA investigators are trained to ensure that each observation noted on the FDA Form 483 is clear, specific and significant. So at the two facilities of Galaxy Surfactants, that is M3 and N46 at Tarapur, some violations were observed by the regulator, and the M3 facility received 4 observations and N46 received 9 observations. So on the back of that, the shares of Galaxy Surfactants touched a 52-week low of 1,430, but eventually did bounce back a little bit, closing nevertheless 2.3% lower at 1,460. Well, in other news outside the stock market, I will continue with the low story. India's manufacturing sector activity fell to a 5-month low in March as new business orders rose at a slower pace and firms showed little appetite for recruitment, according to a monthly survey. So what was the survey? The Nikkei India Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, that is PMI, fell from 52.1 in February to a 5-month low of 51.0 in March, indicating the slowest improvement in operating conditions recorded by the survey since last October. Moving on to some other declines, India's 10-year bond yield declined by nearly 8 basis points to hit an over 2-month low after the Reserve Bank of India allowed banks to spread its bond trading losses. What is bond trading and how can banks spread their bond trading losses now? All of that I will cover in the podcasts to come, because of course on Money Control we also do some podcasts on stuff that is relevant in the business and finance world, so all you need to do is stick around and listen to us. But for now, suffice to say that India's 10-year bond yield declined by nearly 8 basis points to hit a low of 2 months.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
That said, outside of Dalal Street, what happened? Well, in news pertinent to journalists and media people across the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today cancelled an order that sought to punish journalists for fake news. This particular order was issued late last night by Information and Broadcasting Ministry, headed by Ms. Smriti Irani. Top editors and opposition parties accused the government of trying to control the media. But eventually, this particular order was withdrawn by the Prime Minister's office. From outside of Dalal Street and the government, we head straight to Asia to see what happened to shares today. In the midst of a fall in IT stocks, as well as tensions around trade wars, Japan's Nikkei 225 declined 0.45% or 96.29 points to close at 21,292. The broader topics index of Japan also slipped 0.29%, with oil and gas the worst performing sector index. We've been speaking about a trade war on again, off again sort of situation. Last week, there was some relief that this might not escalate to a global trade war. But as of Monday, that is yesterday, China has gone ahead and imposed tariffs worth $3 billion on 128 items, including things like pork, wine and so on. So is an impending global trade war is what we're looking down the barrel of? We don't know yet. But these uncertainties obviously have shown on the markets, which closed lower. European equities were also trading lower following the sharp sell-off on Wall Street. The pan-European Stock 600 was about 1% lower, with almost every sector moving onto negative ground. Amazon, meanwhile, has dipped a fair bit, especially after criticism from Donald Trump, who seems to have an issue with Amazon for a while now. This is not something new. Even before his presidential campaign, there were constant barbs against Amazon. And based on a few tweets he fired off on Sunday, criticizing and accusing Amazon of taking advantage of the US Postal Service, there was a sharp fall seen in Amazon stocks. How the situation plays out is anyone's guess, considering it is Donald Trump at the helm of affairs. But to keep you updated on whatever that situation might be is us right here on Money Control. To see what the forecast for trade tomorrow will be, you'll just have to join us first thing in the morning with the Morning Market Podcast. And of course, we'll also be here with a few stocks for you to pick from as you head into trade, or if you want to get a sense of which stocks you want to invest in and which not if you are a new investor. Until I see you the next time, this is me, Rakesh, saying goodbye, and thank you for joining us on Money Control.